T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
We start off in the lower 70s this morning, but a cold front arrives late morning and we will gradually fall back into the 60s. Think about grabbing a jacket and get your complete forecast. From Chief Meteorologist Ann Brunoff on News Radio 1080 and at KRLD.com. It is Thursday, October 15th. The coronavirus threat level in Dallas County has been raised to level red as the number of new cases continues to climb. We get the update from KRLD's Alan Skaya.
Dallas County reported 454 confirmed cases, 50 probable cases of COVID-19 yesterday. Dallas County coronavirus threat level has moved from orange to red. That means even though restaurants and other businesses can open to 75%, Judge Clay Jenkins says you should only be leaving home for essential trips. He tells NBC 5 this move does not affect early voting. He says early voting is still safe.
Voting is not affected by this because we set up the entire voting structure during red for the first two elections, the primary and the runoff, and we assumed that we would be at red throughout voting.
And Jenkins had already made the decision not to let bars open yesterday. Dallas ISD says they're taking action too with this increased risk level. Parents can contact their campus if they want to switch from in-person to virtual learning. District is also holding focus groups to look at potential changes to the school calendar and how to deal with what they're calling a COVID slide, looking at progress kids may have lost when in-person classes were canceled back in the spring. They're talking to principals and administrators now. They're going to include parents and teachers in future sessions. Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Meanwhile, the number of new coronavirus cases also rising in Tarrant County. 624 new cases reported yesterday, along with two deaths. Denton County confirmed 182 new cases. Collin County, 104 new cases and one death. The Denton ISD is considering tweaking its learning program and could soon move back to a more traditional model. KRLD's Austin York has more.
High schools in the district have been using a hybrid model where some students would take their classes online while supervised on campuses, and yet others would learn at home. But Area Superintendent Gwen Perkins says that could soon change.
The beginning of the next marking period will be another transition for us as we move out of the hybrid model at the high school level for our face-to-face students and back into our traditional AB model of instruction. Our connected learning students at all grade levels who choose to remain in connected learning will be allowed to do so.
She says so far they have three times the number of course failures than they did at this same time last year. The board is expected to vote on the matter at a later date. Austin York, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
And Texas is set to test a new pilot program for rapid testing for the coronavirus in schools. KRLD's Austin Bureau Chief Chris Fox reports that program should be ready to go in about 2 weeks.
The pilot program will initially be rolled out in 8 school systems with plans to significantly ramp it up across the state. Governor Abbott back in August talked about their efforts to make this happen.
We have additional test collection equipment suppliers that are coming online that will increase our test collection capability.
The state will also provide schools with personal protective equipment to administer the rapid tests. The governor says the program will produce COVID testing results within 15 minutes. Schools can apply for the program through the Texas Education Agency. In Austin, Chris Fox, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
The University of North Texas plans to hold in-person graduation ceremonies at the end of this semester. KRLD's Stephen Pickering has the details.
University of North Texas graduates will be able to invite two people to ceremonies at Apogee Stadium in Denton. There will be limited attendance at the event on November 22nd, and those who are there will have to maintain social distancing and wear face masks. The school plans to live stream those ceremonies for people who cannot attend. There will also be a separate round of online recognition ceremonies for UNT graduates on December 11th and 12th. Stephen Pickering, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
In Southlake, part of Gateway Church's flagship campus has been shut down after about a dozen employees tested positive for COVID-19. It's the church's bookstore and coffee shop that are closed. Gateway senior pastor Robert Morris attended an event at the White House September 26th and did not wear a mask. According to the Dallas Morning News, when Pastor Morris returned to Southlake, he did not quarantine but held meetings and preached without wearing a mask. Thousands of furloughed American Airlines flight attendants could get an update on their futures during a virtual meeting later this morning. Here's KRLD's LP Phillips.
The Association of Professional Flight Attendants says the job isn't what it used to be. The planes are full these days, mainly because there are fewer flights and more customers being packed onto those planes. Paul Hartshorn Jr. of the APFA says tempers can get raw fast.
It's definitely a different world now. You know, you're enforcing the masks and you're trying to get people to comply, and you have not issues with flight attendants arguing with passengers, but passengers arguing with passengers. So it's a very difficult and different environment.
8,100 flight attendants and 880 pilots have been furloughed since the beginning of the month when Congress failed to extend the payroll support program. LP Phillips News, Radio 1080 KRLD.
The Dallas-based advertising giant The Richards Group under fire today for what some call racist comments by agency founder Stan Richards. And those comments are costing the firm some major clients. Motel 6 has fired the Richards Group after it was reported Stan Richards called a new ad pitch for the motel chain too black. Richards has apologized for the comments, but Home Depot says it's now looking for another advertising firm. Keurig Dr. Pepper confirms to Ad Age, the advertising publication, that it also has severed ties with the company. The city of Arlington is expanding its on-demand rideshare service. KRLD's Andrew Greenstein reports.
The Arlington City Council votes unanimously to renew its contract with New York-based VIA Transportation to serve as its main mode of public transportation. VIA will provide up to 68 six-passenger vehicles that had, up until now, served just over 40% of the city. Under this latest renewal, the service will now expand citywide. The city is paying $10.8 million to expand the service to the entire city. $8.3 million of that comes from CARES Act funding. Andrew Greenstein, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
In sports, the Houston Astros live to play another day in the American League Championship Series. Houston wins Game 4 over Tampa Bay 4-3. The Rays lead the series 3-1. Game 5 is a 4:07 start today. And in the National League, the Dodgers hammered Atlanta in Game 3, 15-3. Los Angeles scored a postseason record 11 runs in the first inning. The Braves lead that series 2-1. Game 4 gets going at 7:08 tonight in Arlington.
The All Local, updated several times a day on the podcast page on KRLD.com. Listen to us on the radio.com app anytime, anywhere for the latest breaking news plus traffic and weather together on the 8s. News Radio 1080 KRLD.